What do I pay? Below and continued on the next page are descriptions of what you pay in your Medicare drug plan. Your actual drug plan costs will vary depending on the following: your prescriptions and whether they are on your plan's formulary, drug list, the plan you choose, which pharmacy you use, preferred, non-preferred, out-of-network, or mail order, whether you get extra help paying your Part D costs. Page 85, Section 6. Get information about prescription drug coverage. Monthly premium. Most drug plans charge a monthly fee that varies by plan. You pay this in addition to the Part B premium. If you're in a Medicare Advantage plan, like an HMO or PPO, or a Medicare cost plan that includes Medicare prescription drug coverage, the monthly premium may include an amount for prescription drug coverage. Note: contact your drug plan, not Social Security or RRB, if you want your premium deducted from your monthly Social Security payment. If you want to stop premium deductions and get billed directly, contact your drug plan. Important: what you pay for Part D coverage could be higher based on your income. This includes Part D coverage you get from a Medicare prescription drug plan, a Medicare Advantage plan, a Medicare cost plan, or employer group Medicare Advantage plan that includes Medicare prescription drug coverage. If your income is above a certain limit, you'll pay an extra amount in addition to your plan premium. Usually, the extra amount will be deducted from your Social Security check or billed by the RRB if you get benefits from the RRB. If you're billed the amount by Medicare or the RRB, you must pay the extra amount to Medicare or the RRB and not your plan. If you have to pay an extra amount and you disagree, for example, you have a life event that lowers your income, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213. TTY users should call 1-800-325-0778. For more information, visit www.socialsecurity.gov/pubs/10536.pdf to view the fact sheet Medicare Premiums Rules for Higher Income Beneficiaries. Yearly deductible. This is the amount you must pay before your drug plan begins to pay its share of your covered drugs. Some drug plans don't have a deductible. Page 86, Section 6. Get information about prescription drug coverage. Copayments or coinsurance. These are the amounts you pay for your covered prescriptions after the deductible, if the plan has one. You pay your share, and your drug plan pays its share for covered drugs. These amounts may vary. Coverage gap. Most Medicare drug plans have a coverage gap, also called the donut hole. This means that there is a temporary limit on what the drug plan will cover for drugs. The coverage gap begins after you and your drug plan have spent a certain amount for covered drugs. In 2013, once you enter the coverage gap, you pay 47.5% of the plan's cost for covered brand name drugs and 79% of the plan's cost for covered generic drugs until you reach the end of the coverage gap. Not everyone will enter the coverage gap. These items all count toward you getting out of the coverage gap. Your yearly deductible, coinsurance, and copayments. The discount you get on covered brand name drugs in the coverage gap. What you pay in the coverage gap. The drug plan premium and what you pay for drugs that aren't covered don't count toward getting you out of the coverage gap. Some plans offer additional coverage during the gap, like for generic drugs, but they may charge a higher monthly premium. Check with the plan first to see if your drugs would be covered during the gap. In addition to the discount on covered brand name prescription drugs, there will be increasing coverage for drugs in the coverage gap each year until the gap closes in 2020. For more information, visit www.medicare.gov/publications to view the fact sheet Closing the Coverage Gap: Medicare Prescription Drugs Are Becoming More Affordable. You can also call 1-800-MEDICARE, 1-800-633-4227, to find out if a copy can be mailed to you. TTY users should call 1-877-486-2048. Catastrophic Coverage. Once you get out of the coverage gap, you automatically get catastrophic coverage. Catastrophic coverage assures that you only pay a small co-insurance amount or co-payment for covered drugs for the rest of the year. Note: if you get extra help, you won't have some of these costs. See pages 95 to 98. Page 87, Section 6. Get information about prescription drug coverage. The example below shows costs for covered drugs in 2013 for a plan that has a coverage gap. Ms. Smith joins the ABC prescription drug plan. Her coverage begins on January 1, 2013. She doesn't get extra help and uses her Medicare drug plan membership card when she buys prescriptions. Monthly premium. Ms. Smith pays a monthly premium throughout the year. 1. Yearly deductible. Ms. Smith pays the first $325 of her drug costs before her plan starts to pay its share. 2. Copayment or coinsurance, what you pay at the pharmacy. Ms. Smith pays a copayment and her plan pays its share for each covered drug until their combined amount, plus the deductible, reaches $2,970. 3. Coverage gap. Once Ms. Smith and her plan have spent $2,970 for covered drugs, she's in the coverage gap. In 2013, she pays 47.5% of the plan's cost for her covered brand name prescription drugs, and 79% of the plan's cost for covered generic drugs. What she pays and the discount paid by the drug company counts as out-of-pocket spending and helps her get out of the coverage gap. 4. Catastrophic coverage. Once Ms. Smith has spent $4,750 out-of-pocket for the year, her coverage gap ends. Now she only pays a small co-insurance or co-payment for each covered drug until the end of the year. Important: to get specific Medicare drug plan costs, call the plans you're interested in. Visit the Medicare Plan Finder at www.medicare.gov/find-a-plan to get plan contact information and to compare costs. For help comparing plan costs, contact your State Health Insurance Assistance Program, SHIP. See pages 129-132 for the phone number. You can also call 1-800-MEDICARE, 1-800-633-4